Moving fast now. We're going to have Chad Livengood from Cranes Detroit coming up in just a few minutes here on the program to talk about his article that the Republicans and Governor Whitmer are going to get together on a budget deal that does not include fixing the roads. Stephen Holt checking in on this on the Common Sense Hotline. Steve, what's on your mind? Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, what's on your mind?
And what I just wanted to point out is that the state of Illinois did a 19-cent gas tax effective July the 1st, and yet you can still find gas cheaper in Illinois, with the exception of Cook County, which has a separate on-top-of tax. But you can still find gas cheaper in Illinois than you can find it in Michigan. And that is perplexing to me.
It's perplexing to me, too, Steve. I got to leave it there. That's a question we continue to ask. How do all of these states around us pay less for gas and gas taxes than does Michigan, and yet our roads are always in worse condition, it seems. And we'll get to that with Chad Livengood coming up shortly. Shifting gears just a bit now, not that long ago, a year ago, in fact, Senator Gary Peters of Michigan not only came out in support of Medicare for All, he said it was going to happen. You will have Medicare for All down the road. Now he's going to be running from that as fast as he can. My next guest, Tori Sachs, Executive Director of Better Future Michigan. Tori, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So when you talk about a better future for Michigan, is Medicare for All part of that future?
I don't think so. And I think that, you know, we saw Gary Peters, like you said, last year had a town hall meeting, told the audience that they were going to have Medicare for All down the road. And then just after, the Detroit News released a poll close to the Democratic debate that was in Detroit. Gary Peters came out against Medicare for All. And I think what that shows up is that, you know, he's trying to cover himself, but I think people are going to see right through his lies. And we're just hoping that they do because, you know, I was just reading a study. It looks like $10,000 more a year in taxes at the minimum per household if we went to Medicare for All.
It sounds like Gary Peters might be pandering. You're getting a bit away from your phone there, it seemed a little bit. Losing you just a touch. But the pandering is what I see because what you're saying is way out from the election, he tells the truth. That you're going to have Medicare for All, at least he thinks so. He's going to push for it. He's going to vote for it, if possible, a government-run health care system in a nation of 330 million people. Never been tried successfully, that's for sure. But when you get closer to the election, he realizes it's not popular. Because when you tell union members, for example, in Michigan, that really awesome medical coverage you've gotten through your job is going to be taken away from you and your family, that doesn't push votes their direction now, does it?
Absolutely not. Look, if Medicare for All comes up for a vote, Gary Peters has made clear that he will vote for Medicare for All. And I think that's what we have to keep our eyes on. And I think that's what people need to know, and that's what Better Future Michigan. You can follow us at Better Future Michigan on Facebook or betterfuturemichigan.com is really trying to get the word out, and we appreciate you having us on the show today to talk about it.
Yeah, you'll be losing great benefits. I mean, and not just, but it's the union members that I talked to today because, guys, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be losing these great benefits that were, you know, part of your compensation package. In years that you couldn't get a big boost in pay, you got these Cadillac plans for health care and dental and optical from your employer by way of your union. Those will all be gone under a Medicare for All plan. And the Democrats, at least a few of them like Bernie Sanders, actually admit that's true. Kamala Harris, kicking and screaming, admits that's true. Joe Biden, they all support that, and you're right. Gary Peters and Debbie Stabenow support that same idea, which, you know, most Americans that have health care coverage they like want to keep it, don't they?
I think they absolutely do. Look, the lie of the last decade was if you like your health care, you can keep it. Now they're saying we're going to take it away. We're going to put everyone on Medicare. And you know who I think is going to get hurt, aside from hardworking middle-class people, is the people already on Medicare. You know, the system is not going to be able to support that influx of people. I think we need to keep our promises to the people already on Medicare and let the people who are working hard, who have health insurance they like, keep it.
Well, exactly. You know, you find something you like, you want to keep it. You don't want the government. What I don't like about the government, and most people feel the same way, Tori, and Tori Sachs, your executive director of Better Future Michigan. What I don't like is the government coming in and telling you, oh, we're going to take care of this. You created the problem oftentimes. Did the government. They're going to come in and fix it, which they don't ever. They create bigger problems, unintended consequences, and collateral damage, and you and I get to live with it, right? And that's the unfortunate part.
Well, that's the unfortunate part, and that's really what Better Future Michigan is trying to avoid. You know, we need to focus on protecting our health insurance that we have and the people's ability to go out and buy it on the market. You know, capitalism is definitely the answer. We do not need more socialism in our state or in our country.
Well, I agree with that. All right. Tell them again, Tori, where people can find out more about Better Future Michigan and what you're doing there.
Great. You can join us on our website, betterfuturemichigan.com, on Facebook, Better Future Michigan, or on Twitter, Better Future MI. Thanks so much, Steve.
All right, Tori, thank you so much for being here. Tori Sachs from Better Future Michigan, agree. Government, not the answer, not in my estimation, no. What happens is government comes in, a situation may be problematic, it may not be, but it always seems to get worse. It seems to get worse oftentimes when the government comes in and, hey, we're here. I'm from the government. I'm here to help. That's a frightening thing to hear. By the way, if you'd like some help losing weight, I've got a plan for you. It's called MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. I did it. It worked. I am here to tell you it worked. It's not just some idea for me. It worked back in early 2018. It was a revelation for me. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, the place for you to go. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not Steve Gruber's plan for you. It's your plan for you. It's you getting a custom plan. And here's some good news. You don't even have to go to the office. Because of today's technology, they can do it remotely from the comfort of your own home. You can do it. If you'd rather go to the office, great. If you want to do it from the privacy and the comfort of your own home, great. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose the weight. Back off the meds. Feel great. Get yourself under control. Enjoy your kids and grandkids again. What are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com to find out more. Still to come on the program today, we'll have Chad Livengood, as we mentioned, David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center, the senior counsel there, and the search for the Michigan football team continues. On the Steve Gruber Show, we'll be back.